Hello, I'm Christopher Purdy for WOSU Classical 101. Conductor Antoine Clark and I are going on a journey together, exploring the careers of African-American conductors. Today we're going to discuss conductor Henry Lewis, who was born in Los Angeles in 1932. He died in 1996. He was the music director of the New Jersey Symphony for a number of years, and in 1961 he was appointed assistant conductor of the LA Philharmonic under Zubin Mehta. Antoine, he was an instrumentalist first, as I understand you are. Mm-hmm. You're a clarinetist. Henry Lewis played the double bass and took his bass and conducted the Seventh Army Symphony in German and the Netherlands in 1955-56. Are most conductors instrumentalists first?
I would say a good number of them mostly started out as really good instrumentalists. And I think that's important because you gain a sense of what it's like to play the music, the technique used, and that really helps you relate with the members of the orchestra.
Henry Lewis formed his own orchestra, the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra. He had that in common with you and with Dean Dixon. Is that something any young conductor would be advised to try to do?
I think yes. I think it's a good thing because the one thing that's hard as a conductor is to practice, and your instrument is the orchestra. And so, yes, you can go to school and get a undergraduate or master's, doctorate, but once you're done with that and you don't have an orchestra to work with, it becomes very difficult.
You are the founder and music director of the McConnell Art Center Chamber Orchestra here in Ohio. I suspect we'll be hearing from you all over the country and all over the world as time goes on. Lewis was hired in 1968 to conduct the New Jersey Symphony, which at the time was a community orchestra. Mm-hmm. And at that time, he was married to the mezzo-soprano Marilyn Horne, who was a big star. And he had been conducting a lot of recordings with her, so he was already having a higher-profile career. And I know that New Jersey Symphony was looked down upon. It was felt that he'd taken a demotion taking that job. But within a year or two, he had them in Carnegie Hall, and he had them recording. So he took a community orchestra and made them a big band. Mm-hmm. What did that take out of him?
Well, I think it took hard work that, you know, he had to understand the musicians he was working with and their deficiencies and set a goal for the organization and a standard. So it's just a wonderful thing that he could do that.
Here he is conducting the Royal Philharmonic in an excerpt from Richard Strauss's tone poem Don Juan. Don Juan, conducted by Henry Lewis, music of Richard Strauss with the Royal Philharmonic. That, again, had to be taken off of YouTube because, as far as I know, this recording is long out of print. Right. And I know that he recorded a lot of Mozart and Bruckner symphonies in the 60s for London Decca. Can't find a trace of them. Don't know why that is. But there's an example of Henry Lewis. But in 1976, he did a TV special for the BBC, and here is Henry Lewis talking a bit about the instruments of the orchestra, beginning with the oboe.
Except for the flute, all the other woodwind instruments use a reed to produce their sound. A reed is a thin piece of cane. Listen to the oboe play this characteristic passage. Brass, woodwinds, and percussion, which accentuate the rhythm and create excitement.
Henry Lewis on BBC television in 1976. They love him in Europe. They love Dean Dixon in Europe.
Yes.
What's the deal with that?
Well, I just think maybe the society was more open and more tolerant of differences in people. Maybe they like the exotic as well. And I say that because sometimes I feel like in America, we are sometimes won over by the European who may come here and maybe not even be interested in our homegrown talent. So maybe that was, it had something to do with that. But I think if anything, they saw the talent in these men.
What did you learn, or what is your sense about Henry Lewis's career?
I think his career was good in that he got to work with the orchestra as well as opera. And opera is a big part of conducting. And a lot of times, to hold down a job these days, people want to know that you're flexible in any of those mediums.
He did 138 performances at the Metropolitan Opera from his debut in 1972 through 1977. A lot of them were conducting Mrs. Lewis at the time, Marilyn Horne, but a great many were not. He conducted a lot of operas without her and was conducting internationally in Venice and all through Europe until shortly before his death in 1996. He also conducted the Netherlands Radio Symphony in 1989 for 2 years, so he remained busy. What do you think his legacy would be?
You need to be diverse in this field, and that one who wants to conduct at this level should continue to work and try to do as much as they can.
And he will conduct us out. Henry Lewis conducting the overture to Rossini's Semiramide at the Teatro Fenice in Venice in 1991.
Thank you.